welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello, everybody.
We are on the final issue.
Finally.
I mean, this is only 11 episodes we did, but I know still. This is not the longest we've had.
No, but still.
We've got more coming. Oh, God, I'm going to blow my head off in the next one. but yeah, like, this is actually, we're doing good time. I'm not going to lie about that, but these issues were kind of, some of them dragged, man.
Yeah, they did.
And we'll get into it here at the end. But we're on the final issue of the Kree-Skrull War. In the Avengers storyline. If you want to check out our previous covers, check out our last 8 episodes.
Okay, so we open up again with Rick Jones in the Negative Zone with Annihilus. And it basically goes... It's showing what's all happening right now with Mar-Vell making the Omni-Transistor, whatever. Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver fighting their way away from some Skrulls. The Supreme Intelligence being a Supreme Intelligence. The rest of the Avengers fighting off Skrulls. Warren Craddock, you know, being like, oh, we gotta get all the aliens and stuff.
Basically everything that we've happened before.
And as this is all, like, flashing through Rick's brain, Annihilus comes for him. He's like, I remember you, you son of a bitch. You're the one that was there when those fucking Avengers pushed me back into the Negative Zone. And as he's trying to choke Rick to death, this mind blast comes out of Rick's head and fucks Annihilus up.
Don't know where that came from, but okay.
His head.
Well, yes, it says right here.
That blast came from my mind.
Anyway.
Anyways. So, you know, fucking Quicksilver is cannonballing through people again. I'm sorry, pinballing. He calls pinballing. And then Hot Scree Girl's like, Father, you must stop this. All the Skrull are dying. And he's like, fuck you, you stupid kid. I'd fucking kill you, too, if I wasn't such
right?
a good dad.
Like, what the hell?
He's like, I'm such a good dad, I'm not going to kill you, but because you're my only child. So, fucking Mar-Vell makes the thing again just to destroy it again. And then Rick Jones is in a three-piece suit now, apparently. And he's hurtling towards the end of the Negative Zone where... everything just gets destroyed, basically. And he's like, no, I've got to use my brain to stop it. And then he also uses his brain to teleport him out of there. And it teleports him back in front of the Supreme Intelligence. Or Intelligence Supreme, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I had so much trouble trying to remember to say it the right way.
And then he explains that, you know, you've got these powers and that all you have to do is think about things and, you know, you can make things with your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so these, the Kree come in to, basically kill him with Ronan. And he's like, oh, I'm going to picture all of my superheroes I ever thought about. So like,
well, that's not that this is the ones he read about.
Yeah.
So like when he was an orphan, he read all these guys in the comic book form. So we have Captain America. We've got Namor. We've got the first human torch. The android.
The Vision, which is not our Vision, but like a...
Martian Manhunter look-alike.
Yeah. Some dude with a fin on his head.
We've got a Ghost Rider wannabe.
Uh-huh. And does this look like...
Doctor Strange?
Doctor Strange to
you? A little
bit. Okay. And then there's some dude down there in a helmet.
Yeah, what's this guy's name?
The Patriot.
The Patriot. We've got, like I said, the Vision.
But anyways...
There was a Skull, I think. Yeah. Blazing Skull.
Yeah. And
who was that last guy? Finn is the one
with a fin on his head.
Dumbass. And Angel is the Doctor Strange looking wannabe.
Yeah. But anyway, so these guys come out and they kick all these Kree asses. And then after this happens, like, they start fading away and they're like, look, only the kids left in the Intelligence Supreme. Go kill them both. And then Rick Jones is like, oh, there's something wrong with me. And they blast this like current out that apparently hijacks Mar-Vell, and he's able to basically it freezes all the Kree and all the Skrull.
Not gonna lie, when that blasted out of Rick Jones, I thought like he blasted himself into atoms.
Yeah,
because it's going
everywhere. Yep. And
but yeah, the Kree and the Skrull basically just freeze.
All
of
them freeze. All the groups of them freeze.
In all of the universe.
Yep.
Except for one.
Which is the guy that's on Earth. Well, okay. So we go back to Earth and we picture we get a picture of Craddock coming in. And,
yeah, he's talking to this
he's
crowd.
He's building up a crowd up to basically a violent frenzy. And he's like, oh, we hate all the aliens. All the aliens must die.
Weird. That sounds
crazy, very, right?
Who would follow something like that?
Right?
Hmm.
Whipping him up into a frenzy to get what he wants.
Right?
Anyways, so he turns into a Skrull. Bum, bum, bum. And all the people are like, he's one of them aliens. Get him. And they basically kill him.
Man,
I mean, they do.
Death.
Yeah. And then Rick Jones is like, and it's all my fault. And he's like, no, it's his fault for, you know, working them up.
Being an idiot.
So then Rick Jones passes out. And after he passes out, the Supreme Intelligence Supreme uses its mind to bring all the Avengers to the same place.
Yep.
Along with Captain Mar-Vell. Or just Mar-Vell, I guess. And yeah, he's like, oh, you know, Rick Jones saved you all from your doom, and which I guess it's and he's like, but you have to save Rick Jones, and he's like,
yeah,
the only way you can do that is by, you know, merging your bodies again, and so he does.
So
which Captain
still
Mar-Vell
gets the shaft,
is,
man. It sucks. But then the Intelligence Supreme is like, all right, well, we're gonna send you guys all back home, and all right, thanks for helping, appreciate it.
Peace out. And they're like, wow, that was a quick trip back. And they're like, hey, there's that Craddock guy. And
Fury's like, well, you actually never met this guy.
Yeah, Fury's like, yeah, first time meeting him. And he's like, no, this asshole's been after us. And he's like, no, the Skrull captured him, and this is the real guy.
Yeah. So, yeah, but that's kind of where it ends.
Yeah, oh, except for we find out that Goliath never came back.
Correct. Never made it back home.
Yep.
So we'll pick up next year sometime. Probably.
Eventually.
We'll see.
Ish.
And see what happens with Goliath. So my thought was, I know at some point in time, Clint Barton dies. I can't remember if, I just don't know if he dies as Hawkeye, or if he dies
as Goliath,
and then comes back as Hawkeye. So like, I'm going on, he probably won't, but I'm thinking he's going to die, and we won't see him again until he comes back in, oh, what was that? Not Secret Invasion. House of M. I don't think that's the case, because I feel like that would have been something I would have heard in when I started reading comics. Like, in the comic world, when I started in 93, when it was always saying when somebody died, they stayed dead, like Uncle Ben, like Red Hood, well, Jason Todd, like
Batman's parents.
That too. Winter Soldier. What's his Bucky?
Bucky.
Like, those are the three that's like you. Those three will never come back to life. So, I don't know when we'll get to it at some point in time, but the Kree Skrull War, it was entertaining.
Yeah, and it was
it had its moments,
and especially if you think for, you know, like we said, we've been saying, you know, they're in the '70s. Like these were written in the '70s.
But what also helps us. And any of you listeners, if you guys are actually listening to all of our episodes, us covering the Avengers before, us covering Captain Mar-Vell, us covering the books that we have covered, helped build our knowledge for that story.
Oh, absolutely.
So I think, had we gone into it without knowing any of that, I probably wouldn't have had the same reaction.
Yeah, I guess you're right, because we wouldn't have, none, some of the stuff wouldn't have made any sense at all.
Correct. So
like anything with, you know, the Rick Jones in it, and
with Ronan, with Mar-Vell.
Yeah.
Like, I'm glad we've read what we've read. Yeah, they sucked. Like, the Captain Mar-Vell books were just terrible.
Yeah.
But now I appreciate them a little bit more because it led
They helped set the stage for,
yes,
something that was bigger than what they, you know, were by themselves.
Yeah, any other thoughts on all of everything we covered in this book?
You know, other than a lot of, I get that, you know, they can only draw so many pictures with so many words, but you don't have to tell us so much about, like, you don't have to, they use so many, like, words to describe what's going on, like, you know, and I get it, they're doing it for us readers, But when we're reading it, it comes off like they're just...
Well, I think they're also doing it for anybody who's just picking it up for the first time. Because back then, they literally just picked up an issue at...
I guess that's true, yeah.
But, however, versus now how we have it in a collected form, and we're reading the whole story in the collected form, I do agree with you, though. Like, they're too word-heavy.
Yes. And especially, especially when you get to any other powers or anybody describing what they're doing... Vision? I'm pulling these three switches simultaneously so that the fourth switch can be pulled by the other person, and now the massive death ray will blast you into oblivion. I'm using this mirror to reflect your massive death ray right back at you, which will destroy you and your death ray, causing us to rejoice in your death.
Yeah, it was definitely annoying on that part, but
that's just a thing that, you know, we've had to deal with in comics like since the beginning.
Yeah.
And I mean, even still, sometimes today they do that.
They're not as bad though. Like, no, they will over explain sometimes, but they also know that the readers nowadays aren't idiots.
Yeah, well, and when they're doing it, you know, I can't think of what I was gonna say.
Lost train of thought.
Yep.
Yeah, that happens.
On the whole, I liked it. I thought it was a good story arc.
I guess this is where we wrap it up. Go check. Give us a review on Apple Podcast or wherever you can give us a review at. Five stars.
Your podcasts are sold. No,
five stars would be great. Whatever review you want to give you can do that too. We'll read it on the show. We've got a t-shirt, two t-shirts. I always forget that. Over at redbubble.com. Our song was done by Joe from the Sex Turtles. He is on the Wreck My podcast. Go check them out over there. And, you know, you can hit us up on Twitter at Comic Rundown. You can find us on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown. And if you want to send us an email, you can send it to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. Anything else?
No, I think you covered everything.
Alrighty. We also have, you know, episodes of Chitty Chats that come out every once in a while in between arcs normally, as well as our new segment. I guess by this time, it'll still be kind of new.
It'll still be new.
About 2 months old. Our rundown reviews, where we're covering comic book story arcs. If I'm correct, this should be coming out after Christmas. So we will be on, I think, Spider-Man 77.
Oh, sweet.
I think if my math is correct, that'll be our next coverage.
So it's possible that's not correct.
It's very possible it's not correct. And that's that's one of those where DC Squadcast, they were talking about it constantly on, because they're covering it for their Patreon. And I'm like, oh crap, I totally forgot about that. So I had to, thankfully we've only done one Marvel movie at this time. So I was able to squeeze it in real quick. But yeah, go check out that when that comes out. Go check out our other episodes of Rundown Reviews. And just thanks for listening, guys.